Our scripture lesson is another one of those out of Luke 10. And it says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, as we are talking about and spending about 3 to 4 weeks talking about the relationships that I think are extremely important to us as individuals, as church, and that begins with our relationship with God. We started that last week. We'll talk about it again this week, our relationship with God. Then we'll take a time to talk about our relationship with others, and then a time to talk about our relationship with our culture and with a much greater community and what that community has to say and what we need to say to our community. So today I want us to talk about that need to listen. It was a young man who was in Canada, and he wanted to get a job as an axe man with a lumber company. And so he went to the foreman and he said, "Do you have any openings? I need a job." And the foreman says, "Well, that depends. How good are you? Why don't you drop that tree?" And so the guy goes over, he gets his feet all settled, and boom, he brings the tree right down. Foreman was pretty impressed. "That's good stuff. I tell you what, Monday, be here. You got a job." So on Monday morning, he was there, and he worked Monday. He worked Tuesday. He worked Wednesday. He worked Thursday. And Thursday afternoon, the foreman came up to him and said, "You can pick up your check on the way out today." And that's what he said, too. He says, "You got to, I thought we paid on Friday." And he says, "Normally we do. But we're letting you go because you're lazy." And the guy was, "What? You got to be kidding. I'm not lazy. I arrive before anybody else gets here, and I leave after everybody else is gone. I even work through my coffee breaks. What do you mean I'm lazy?" And the foreman thought about it for just a moment. And he stopped and he said, "Well, have you sharpened your axe this week?" "No, no, no. I work too hard to do that. I don't have any time to sharpen my axe." Folks, I realize you and I, we are busy people. And so the question becomes, do we as Christians have time to sharpen our axe? Do we get a chance to stop and to hear the voice of God as it speaks into us day by day? I mean, the gospel lesson today is that story of Mary and Martha. It's a story that in our own mind begins to be a contrast that takes place in the very presence of Jesus. On one hand, you got Martha. Martha is just as busy as she can be preparing the meal to serve everybody who's there, all of her guests. And then on the other hand, you have Mary. And what's Mary doing? She's just sitting there, right at the feet of Jesus. She's not helping out at all. Now, if we place this story back within its context of all the sayings of Jesus, Folks, I hope you hear it and I hope you understand it clearly. Jesus isn't saying that we ought to somehow give up serving others. That somehow what we need to do is just trim what's left of our hair and go off and become monks up on some hillside somewhere. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Because Jesus has, from the very earliest of time, called his disciples to go and to do, to serve. I mean, think about it. Those 70 or 72 that he called out and he sent them out. Go into all the towns. Go everywhere. Go share the good news. Then as Jesus even modeled for his own disciples. Remember on that night before he's arrested and then crucified? Remember what he does? He takes that towel. He wraps it around his waist. And then he goes and he kneels before his own disciples and he washes their feet. A sign of service being modeled right before them. So realize, Jesus isn't saying don't serve. Because what Martha is doing is not wrong. In fact, in our minds, it's everything right, isn't it? But I think what Jesus is trying to remind us is that we can become so busy in our serving that we lose our bearings. We lose that sense of direction of where we're going and why we are there. In some ways, she's lost her own sense of priorities in her life. She's so caught up in busyness that she can't see Jesus who is right there before her. It's like that young man chopping down the trees, working so hard that he's forgotten to sharpen his axe. Mary has forgotten that it's necessary for you and for me, for us to take time to stop, to listen to what our God has to say to us. Now, one of the things that you and I are finding out in the 21st century, and that is that our century isn't an either or place anymore, if it ever was. Our century is a both and century. Think about it for just a minute. How many of you grew up with the idea that on Wednesday night there was going to be church and the expectation was simple? Be there. Be there. Be there. There was no choice. There was no other idea. But if we're going to provide Bible studies today, we have a men's group on Monday night. Our youth get together on Tuesday afternoons. Prayer on Wednesday. Younger ones on Friday. We look for different times to meet the needs and the hurts of different people. It's both day and night and looking at any and every possibility because life is both and to share the gospel. And folks, you and I have to realize that Jesus isn't setting prayer and scripture reading over and above our Christian service. He's just reminding us all over again, it's both and. He's reminding us what needs to come first. I love the way he says it in verse 42. One thing is needful. And Mary has chosen the good portion, which isn't going to be taken away from her. So folks, even though we're busy, we can't forget who we are and why we are. We have to stop. We have to listen to the very voice of God. It was George Adam Smith who told the story of climbing the Weisshorn with two guides on a very stormy day. He says that they had been working so hard as they moved up the mountainside, up the sheltered side. And so after hours and hours of very difficult concentration, after difficult labor, they finally reach the top. And when they get there, they are so excited that they just begin to sprint toward the top. And even as they get toward the top, suddenly Smith is almost knocked off and not completely knocked off of the mountain by the winds that's just whipping over top of the mountain. And about that time, his guide fortunately was able to reach up and grab him and pull him down and to remind him, sir, on your knees. You are safe here only on your knees. Folks, I think Jesus is telling us exactly the same thing. That in the busyness of our lives, in the busyness of our culture, we're safe here only on our knees. We're safe on our knees because just like Mary, we've taken the time to stop and to actually listen to Jesus who is right here before us. We take the time and to stop and to listen for the very voice of God. We're safe on our knees because in that position, Jesus reminds us of all the things that are eternal. He reminds us that the goals that make our life worth living are the very goals that belong to who we are and what we are. It was Dr. Ernest Becker who wrote a book called The Denial of Death. He said, "It's not mortality, our own deaths as such, that frighten most men and women. It's death without significance that most of us fear the most. It's death without significance that comes from a life where we haven't heard the very voice of God speaking unto us. What's at stake is the very core of the story of Mary and Martha. And folks, I can only tell you, we have to listen to the voice of God. That way we will know how to live richly, abundantly, and the truth will shine through us. And it doesn't matter where we are. We will discover life with significance. Oh, how we need to listen. For it's only God's voice that can give us those eternal values in a world of change. It's only God's voice that can speak the truth that we are God's children. And because of that, you and I make a difference in our world. We don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves. We live in the very presence of God. So God, may God give us all a joy and a commitment to listening to his voice. Because, folks, that's the only safe ground. Right as we come down upon our knees. I hope you'll feel comfortable today to come and to spend some time right on your knees. I realize there'll be singing taking place, and that's okay too. And you may see somebody up here who's already up on their knees, already on their knees. I hope you'll come up and just lay your hand on them, that you'll be with them as a part of that. And so may we hear God's voice today in all of the ways that God seeks to speak to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.